But let me talk about PicPak 4 a minute, because I think I just need to un you need to understand the difference between PicPak 4 as an evolutionary product versus anything else we have ever done.
Okay.
PicPak 4 was an evolutionary change from 3 in that we finally got to the point where we saw the fact that Pakola was missing a complete inventory transactional layer. And it was also missing a lot of components that was needed. So it was almost like building out a complete conceptual module for Makola. And it was also building out an entirely new data schema and packaging layer to Makola. So it was the idea of building an inventory layer of packaging that was based on a complete object library ground floor up. The trick is that when you build an ERP system, people think, well, you build, the interface, but you don't. You start with a schema, and then you build the transactional object components. Then you start building prototype customized components on that, and you exercise all those underlying schemas to make sure they're right. You tweak them, you get them right, you make sure they're scalable. We were going into sites initially that had massive scale in terms of packaging requirements and shipping volume requirements. So we worked through that as an ERP scalability against the objects, against, I mean, it was a year of incredibly difficult work on our part as a company to get that transactional underlying layer there and make sure it could fit those kinds of requirements of a very high-end ERP scalable SCM solutions through shipping. That's what PicPak 4 was. It was really a conceptual underarchitecture that extended. It was almost like adding a shop floor system to Makola. So we had to build out that transactionally. That took a whole year and change. It was very difficult for us. And it got exercised against some incredibly high-end systems. And, so we were beating that thing to death against people like Tweezerman, Bob's Red Mill, Advantis, just killing it. And then, only then, after that's done, are we coming back building the standardized commercial components. So it's not like we're spent all our time just trying to get these commercial components done. It wasn't. It was building that underlying transactional object layer and schema layer. And it's hard. I mean, I don't know if you can really understand how hard that is to do. It'd be like first figuring out how to make Makola SQL work on a 100-seat system. It's tough stuff, and we had to get through that. Now we're there. We have achieved that. We have high-end scalable environments running every day, highly mission-critical. We're now trying to give you standardized commercial components to work with. I will tell you this, just like you build Agility custom pieces, you will never do either a WMS or a PicPak site that does not going to require, once you have these customized solutions that you can copy and reuse, that you will not have to tweak. That's just how you achieve high-end process performance in these SCM systems. It's just a new world. The reason we build our products this way is because we don't believe heads-down ERP products that are just basically out of the box installed are the future of ERP. It's why people like Xapta are purely object-driven environments that are highly customized in every install. It's the future of ERP.